Billspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. We want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, man, was it hot the last couple days. Wow, Dan, it was summer. I had a few meetings. I had to throw a suit on. I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
bad
really,
week to wear
really
a suit.
Hot.
It was 94 yesterday.
I felt every bit of it.
Come on.
It was warm walking out this morning, but not as brutal as yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, on my drive to work this morning, it was still 70. We've got a couple spots that are 70. That's a summer morning.
Yeah.
We've got some slightly cooler air working in today, so temperatures go down by like 10 degrees. Still going to be warm, upper 70s to around 80. That sounds like a nice day to me.
It's a nice day.
You know, it's just, you know, the blast furnace gets turned off and we miss out on 90.
Which is fine with me. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. I want to turn the air off this weekend.
You will absolutely be able to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow we're talking like 70-ish. So tomorrow's probably a good day to open up the windows.
Yeah.
And then Sunday gets even cooler and it's going to rain. So
like
Sunday's
real rain or spitting rain?
Fake rain.
Conversational rain.
It looks pretty persistent, but it's not going to be heavy.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be like a damp day, but not necessarily calling it a washout. I think if you have like sensitive outdoor activities, you know, if you're supposed to sit outside at your kids' soccer games, for instance, like I am on Sunday, that could be...
You're going to be wet.
You're either going to be wet or they could be canceled, depending on, you know, which way that goes.
No thunder, though?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, well, we'll throw a rumble of thunder in there, but no severe weather chances.
Okay.
You know, this cool down is weird because usually when you get a big cool down, you get widespread thunderstorms and a big whoosh of wind and ringing alarm bells. And because we're just kind of going down 10 degrees each day, and then you get that one last round of rain on Sunday, it's okay. It's pretty tame.
And next week looks like a spring week?
So, well, maybe back to winter again. I don't know. Monday's high temperatures will only be in the lower 50s. So let me just point out, we go from 94 yesterday to like 54 on Monday, a 40 degree difference.
Wow.
So, you know, next week the pendulum just swings in the other direction. There could be some morning frosts and freezes. And I even published an article yesterday at NJ1015.com suggesting that flurries are a possibility.
That would be wild.
It would be wild.
Yeah.
But totally within the realm of possibilities. It's not summer. It's April. It's only April.
That's Jersey.
Yep. That's right.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
So, Eric, as predicted, what a race in the 11th district. So Mikey Sherrill now replaced by a female, and I say this because it's the first time a woman member of Congress in New Jersey was replaced by a woman, which I thought was pretty interesting. I read David Wildstein's article yesterday. What struck me is that and I know you had him on your show last night, David, who I think is one of the great minds in politics in New Jersey and just has a depth of knowledge that no one really has. I mean, he rivals anyone, right? He goes back far. And you and he talking must be very interesting with both of your connections to politics in this state. But he said what to me was the pull quote in any article about this race, that the New Jersey Globe interviewed some folks leaving the polls, Democrats, and they had no idea of the name of the person they had just voted for.
Right. They just pulled the Democratic lever.
They just pulled the lever. Yep. So that tells you, here's what it tells me, and I'll ask you what it tells you. The two things. Number one, the Trump effect in New Jersey is still on full display, that people will vote against Trump, especially if they're Democrats, and they don't care that they are electing a communist. I mean, this woman is nuts, if you ask me. That's number one. Number two, is there any Republican organization left in this state.
If there is one, please step forward, because we haven't seen them. And you and I were talking off air before the start of the show, as we always do, that it's been 10 years we've been talking about the lack of an organization, a plan, anything coming from Republicans. No bench, no process to groom candidates and get them ready for higher office.
No training.
There's nothing. There's nothing. And what is the result over the last decade? You continue to lose seats. And can you see a time in the not too distant future when you might have a Republican caucus that could be held in a broom closet?
Yeah. Well, they went, think of it this way. They went from 34 seats in the assembly two cycles ago to now 23 seats. So they lost 11 seats in two cycles. And that was through a period that Donald Trump came within 5 points of winning the state. So they can't blame Trump. And they want to. I know that, you know, Jack wants to, and DeMeo and the rest. They can't. This has been a corrosion and an erosion of the party that has been happening, as you said, for at least 10 years. I think what happened, I said this yesterday, we had a meeting of some developers and construction companies, and we talked about the future and, you know, what our plan is to try to right the ship. And I said, it doesn't include any of the current Republican leaders. And that was a bit of a shock. And I said, case in point, and this was probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I made this statement, what is happening right now in the 11th district? I said, you won't hear from the NJGOP. You won't hear from the Morris County GOP. I said, you've got a couple, you basically have the true definition of Republicans in name only, not because of what they believe in or what they don't believe in, but because there's no action. There's nothing associated with being a Republican in the state when it comes to get out the vote.
Yeah. Well, they're not raising any money, number one.
No, they have no money.
And I think that's part of the issue, because it does, look, as much as you don't like to think about the money in politics, it is the fuel that drives the engine. And you have no fundraising mechanism in place to be able to support candidates on a local level. Forget a statewide election. And, you know, you're going to continue to get shellacked. And I don't know how they don't see it, realize it, accept it. I mean, the days of being, you know, an ostrich with your head in the sand thinking, well, we're just going to stick to our message and we'll be Republicans and that'll get us some votes.
Yeah.
You know, that hasn't worked in 20 years.
Well, this is because they play the inside game. It's all about who wins the primary and who gets the consulting contracts. And as long as, Tony Bucco gets to hold on to his legal contracts with these towns and he's making money to have his nice fancy house, doesn't matter. So that's a question to you. Are you still digging in with me? What are you thinking in terms of what the future of this state holds? Because I will tell you guys, yesterday was a clear example that we are on the tipping point right now. 1-800-283-101.5, 618, fast traffic instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 a day at work payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway, new handbag, new phone, pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the at work payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
Bro. 622 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So let's jump right back in. I was telling you, I had a meeting yesterday, I'm doing a series of meetings around the state with stakeholders and folks that run big companies, small companies, and meeting with different communities around the state. And the goal that I have is to do a temperature check on who is still digging in and who is sees the vision on how we can fix this state. And I will promise you this, that I not only have a plan to do it, but we're going to need people to get over how bad it looks right now. Because other states have been in the situation. Believe it or not, Florida was in the situation. And in the reverse, New Jersey looked bleak for Democrats 30 years ago. You go back to the 1990s, you had a veto-proof Republican majority and a Republican governor. So if you were a Democrat in this state, you're like, I don't know. I guess if I want to push my liberal policies, I'm going to have to go somewhere else. But they did it in a very methodical way, focusing on Board of Education races, council races, mayor races. And they flipped Mercer County from red to blue. They flipped Camden County from red to blue. They are in the process now of flipping Morris County and Monmouth County. And they're one or two election cycles from doing it. So how do you come back at that? Well, the first thing you do is you don't have a state party that goes and has a big gala to meet with their regular donors where they're squeezing 10 grand out of each of them and they're whining and dining the elite and then spending the money on retiring debt. Literally, all of you that went to that event and spent all this money on the New Jersey Republican Party, they did nothing to help Joe Hathaway, former mayor of Randolph, who was on the show yesterday, ran in a special election. We literally had an opportunity. All you had to do was turn out a couple of thousand Republican votes and you grab a congressional seat. Instead, you lost to someone. And by the way, Joe, this was not your loss. This was not your loss. You ran a great race. You did everything you could. You were an outstanding mayor in Randolph. You were abandoned and betrayed by the Republican organization. Where was Tony Bucco? Where was he? Where was Christine Hanlon? Where was Sean Golden? Where were all the guys that wanted and want to run for governor in 2029? Where were you? How was every Republican? Oh, you have Dawn Frautasia up there screaming about illegal immigration while she's siding with Bucco and the rest to oppose ICE and actually sue the Trump administration. How many of the members were out there campaigning and knocking on doors with Joe? This was an opportunity that was just completely left on the ground. And we did our part, promoted as much as possible to help this guy win. And you guys, and by you guys, I mean the Republican establishment and elected officials, you did nothing. Eddie in Toms River, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. I think it's only going to get worse with the snowflakes from California coming here with everything that's going. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's only going to get worse with the snowflakes from California coming here to Monmouth County for Netflix.
It's
yep. Getting crazy.
Yeah.
It's they're taxing the poor and giving to the rich.
Yep.
The money laundering in this state is horrible. And it's a shame because we have the most beautiful beaches on the East Coast from Monmouth County down to Cape May. We have the mountains burning. We have everything. We're an hour from New York City. We're 45 minutes from Philadelphia. What more do you want in the state? But yep. It's a shame. But we're all getting taxed out. I can't stay in a state that I want to stay in.
I'll give you an example. Eddie, if you're a small business, you own a cafe, you own a dry cleaner, you get burned by the state regulations and taxes. But if you're a company that can come in and make a movie here, they'll give you a 35% tax credit. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're pitching our next movie. Listen to this. We had to make sure the budget was well north of $1 million because that's the threshold to take advantage of the tax credits. So,
giving to the rich.
Right. So, Eddie, who do you think I'm asking for money to raise money for this? I'm not asking the guy working the counter. You got to ask the millionaires. So, you're enticing the millionaires to make even more money. Now, we're going to do it and we're going to employ 30, 40 people on the ground, and that's a good thing.
That's awesome.
But,
and you know what, Bill?
Right,
you do this movie, and I'm going to dub you the Robin Hood of New Jersey.
Remember, Robin Hood was not a socialist, as these commies today want to make it out to be. He was taking back hard-earned money from the poor folks that were being stolen, that was being stolen by the rich. Robin Hood was a hero. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate you, man. 627, Eric Scott with the news next. 6:37 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Happy Friday. You actually made it to Friday. So, question for you. Eric, you and I were talking earlier, or actually before we were, I mean, we were talking about off air. As you know, I sometimes forget what I'm talking about.
Me too.
On air and off air, right?
Yeah.
But it caught my attention because, not that I don't listen to you or Dan, but, you know, I'm sometimes focused on my writing my posts and doing other things. But here's what popped out. I heard the words digging in. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. And unfortunately, you used it in a negative connotation. Yeah. The state is digging in on this, what is it, the New Jersey Transit fee that's going to be passed on to consumers? And this is...
Well, there's a whole bunch of things. And, you know, it seems like every day we learn that there is more, right? So you had Mikey Sherrill defending all of the attempts to recoup money for New Jersey Transit, was going to spend tens of millions of dollars
on
transportation.
And this is for FIFA, because they're expecting about a $30 million additional charge, what, for the extra buses?
Yeah, the cost of the extra staff, the extra trains, the extra security, everything, all wrapped
FIFA
into that.
So FIFA right now is about to cost New Jersey Transit members another $30 million that Governor Sherrill said they should pay for.
Correct.
Riders.
Right. Wants FIFA to pay for it. FIFA's not going to pay for it. So, you know, and that's where this $100 ticket to get from the Meadowlands back to New York City comes in. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, because there's legislation that she now supports that would add multiple taxes on fees on everything from purchases with a higher sales tax, ride shares, hotel rooms, even a 10% tax on money that is bet on World Cup matches.
Wow.
So, I mean, all of this
How
stuff.
How would that work? So in your Parks Casino app or your whatever you use.
Yeah.
The state of New Jersey could add
they get a 10% VIG.
Get out of here. Unbelievable.
They get a 10% VIG. So
this is why we can't have nice things. When she first announced the sales tax, it was going to be in the area of the Meadowlands.
Well, that's true. And the sales tax increase would still be in a 30-mile radius of the stadium.
I understood that, and I justified it by saying, okay, you've got some, you know, the dad's going to buy his kid some stupid sticker for the team they love, and it's going to be a $12 sticker that they probably produced in Mexico for 4 cents, and the guy's going to pay it because the kid wants it. And you charge, you know, if you're going to pay 12, you'll pay 13.
If you could justify that, but you know, this is why New Jersey is, it's a money grab. It's a Democrat money grab, because everywhere else that you have these events coming in, and including in the past when the Super Bowl was here, when you had huge MMA events and, you know, all of that other stuff, other states offset whatever cost they're going to do with the influx of tourism. It's not like that if you're not going to make any money off of this. You have a regular sales tax that comes into state coffers.
Which is going to go higher, not in percentage, but in collections.
Correct.
All those hotels would not be at capacity in June, and now they will be.
They absolutely will be.
Nobody's filling up the hotel in Montclair in June.
Right.
They will this June.
And it's not like that's tax-free to begin with. You have the hospitality tax and everything else. They just want more.
Yeah.
And that's the addiction to
it's an addiction,
taxes and fees, and what did she call it? A tourism fee, because you can't say tax; it's a tourism fee.
And what's interesting, actually, one of the first things I'm sure you know this, that when Rudy Giuliani became mayor of New York City after the disastrous Dinkins years, and at one point there were 1,500 to almost 2,000 murders in a year. Things got horrible in Manhattan. And, well, all five boroughs, it was bad, Manhattan in particular. And when Rudy got in, he did two things. One, he brought in the broken windows theory of crime, where they started focusing on small crimes and that they started arresting people for jaywalking and finding out that, half these guys had convictions and they had skipped out on bail, all these things. But the other thing he did was he cut the hotel tax in half.
Yep.
He lowered taxes and it brought in record revenue. Why has Mikey Sherrill not thought of an incentive like that? And I guess the Democrats won't let her.
The Democrats don't think that way.
No.
It's just not hardwired into their DNA. They think that they can tax and spend New Jersey into prosperity. It's the way their brains are wired. The concept of cutting spending, of cutting a tax to reap a benefit just doesn't compute in their heads. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
Because it's if you mention such a thing, you get a blank stare, and then you're going to cost the state money. But there are examples after examples after examples where states, municipalities elsewhere in the country have cut taxes and seen record revenue as a result.
Yes.
But with a Democrat, it doesn't compute. They can't wrap their brain around it.
If you look at the Bush tax cuts going back to 2003 and again in 2007, the federal government in those years had a surplus. Now, the deficit was still huge from the spending over the last 40 years before that. But the revenue coming in and the expenditures going out for those two cycles, those two budget cycles, we have more money coming in than going out. And that happened almost overnight. And it could happen in New Jersey if they thought. Why is New Jersey not a tourist destination? Well, because it's too expensive. What are you really offering? I mean, you're offering people to come in. They're going to pay a vig on the hotel. Then they're going to pay a beach tag fee.
Yep.
Then you're going to pay to park. And then you're going to pay an added tax on every single thing. Like, no wonder it's not friendly to tourists or businesses. We should use the World Cup as an incentive to give back to all these small businesses that got crushed during COVID.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of revenue that the state is going to generate absent of these fees is
enormous. Billions.
Then you add these fees on top of it, and then who does it really hurt? It's going to hurt the local business that now has to charge more and now can't compete with some of these other bigger businesses.
Right. Well, and also the point that you're making, and I wish the Republicans had been able to articulate this in a better way. Maybe they will now if they can just calm down and stop being so erratic and focused. If you applied the tax to World Cup transactions, souvenirs, food transactions in the stadium, things that the World Cup goer would pay anyway, because if you're going to pay $5,000 for a World Cup ticket, I'm okay taxing you a little bit of a vig so that we can offset our costs of added police, added buses. I'm okay with that. But if you're going to charge a sales tax within 30 miles, and that means the guy that owns the pizza shop out in Verona or Montclair, or they have to charge more because the guy coming back from his shift now has to pay more, having nothing to do with the World Cup, that is absolutely unacceptable.
And then the Democrats are going to argue that, oh, there's a provision in this bill that if you're a New Jersey resident, you can apply for a tax credit on your state tax return the next year. So it's really a wash for you. How nobody's going to do that.
Nobody's going to do that.
Nobody's going to do that. And they know that nobody's going to do that. But it's a talking point so they can say, well, it's not impacting New Jersey residents. Really? Then let me show my New Jersey driver's license and make me exempt at the point of transaction.
Boom. Let's do. There you go.
But they won't do that.
No, they won't do it.
They won't do that.
It's a shame. It's just why we can't have nice things, guys. It's the Democrat. How many? What have I been saying? I've been saying this for 10 years. Eric and I were talking about this offline a little. He said, you know, you and I started this conversation long before I ever even thought I would get back into politics and run for office. This was just an analysis going back to the Christie years of how bad this state has become. And now, I mean, you're at a tipping point now where it will be unrecoverable if we don't do something between now and the elections in 2027. And guys, I'm not giving up. I'm fighting like hell, but I need you to be with me on this, because if you're giving up and you're moving to Tennessee, that doesn't help us, those of us who are digging in and staying here. Al, you'll be first on the other side. Six. And by the way, Staten Island is the 22nd county, so you count with us Jerseyans. 646. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadius. So are you digging in? Have you had enough? Do you see the racket that New Jersey has become? Maybe it's always been, but we looked the other way when we had energy independence and our bills were in the low one or two hundreds instead of the high six or seven hundreds. Maybe when insurance was $1,000 a year instead of five, but not now. And as the Democrats continue to spike the budget and raise your taxes, your cost of living just continues to go up. And it's why the hardest conversation I have is as I make my way around the state to talk about the solutions and moving New Jersey forward. It's that you got to overcome people feeling like all is lost. So I will tell you this, all is not lost, because there are 2.5 million unaffiliated voters that don't participate in the primary. And, you know, when you think about, I think about the high percentage of voters that I had in the primary who had never voted in a Republican primary, the what we call the zero by fours, and they've never even thought about it. Most of them were Democrats and independents who had switched to become Republicans to vote for me because they, you know, either knew me from TV or radio, or they liked what I had to say because they met me at an event. And the point I'm making is, if those voters got motivated to say, you know what, the Republicans are weak and the Democrats are woke, but you can't elect an independent, so you got to choose, all of you unaffiliated voters could reshape the entire Republican Party, and you won't have to deal with losers like Bucco and Frautasia and the rest of them. Let's go to Al in Staten Island. What's going on, Al?
Hey, Bill. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I heard your story about taxes and fees for the FIFA.
Yeah.
They knew almost a year ahead they should have been. In New York City, we have major events here, and they don't pull out the tax books to
right, of course not.
People. Every year we have the UN General Assembly.
Right.
Which turns the city upside down, but it brings in millions, if not billions, of dollars.
Of course.
We do it every year.
Yep.
And how about every time there's a Super Bowl or World Cup or hockey tournament or whatever? We handle in New York City. I'm not standing on ceremony, but Jersey government has to have some redundancy and backup funds. What happens if there was a pop-up event that happened 2 weeks from today?
Yeah.
They have, what are they going to do? Tax the whole government because they don't have enough money to fund police and transportation,
yeah,
and additional services.
No, you know what they're going to do, Al? They're going to stick it to the consumers, and then you're going to get towns like Hanover and Morristown, etc., that are going to have additional cops on. And all of that burden for overtime and assigning cops to the routes and everything else that's going to happen, it's going to happen in Montclair, it's going to happen in Hanover, going to happen in Parsippany. That tax burden is going right directly to the residents. And, you know, how do they recoup if all of a sudden my Uber ride, that I'm being smart and sensible, having a couple of drinks at the bar and taking Uber home, now I got to pay a vig on that because New Jersey had no plan for the World Cup? It makes no sense. Honestly, we would be better off without having the World Cup here. I'd rather not pay higher fees. I can't stand soccer. I'm not going to a game. I'm not going to be gouged like that to pay $20 for a beer and $1,000 for a ticket. I think it's madness. I mean, watch it on TV if you like soccer that much. Plus, I don't trust it in terms of safety. I think we are looking at something that you're bringing a mob scene in. You got these unruly cast of characters that can't behave themselves in their own countries. And now they're going to come here? I think this is a bad mistake. Al, thanks for calling. Appreciate you, man. And Staten Island is New Jersey's 22nd county, so you are always welcome to call this show. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:58 is the time. Eric Scott with your news next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right. So there's a new report out. I'm reading the report in the New York Post that lobsters allegedly and reportedly feel pain. So the far left now is calling for a ban on boiling lobsters. Eric, how's that going to impact the Thermidor industry?
The first place I'm having dinner when we go on vacation is a restaurant called the Lobster House.
Yeah,
and I will be ordering the Lobster Thermidor.
I have, it's funny. I wonder what this is going to do because I had the same thought. I'm like, I think I want lobster now. I am going to be looking for it this week. I actually had responded to the post on X saying, they think that boiling lobsters, they feel pain. Where do they find out how you properly stuff a lobster? Do they know what you do? And we've done it, and it is a little unnerving because you split them down the middle, and, yeah. and they're squirming around. And, you know, I remember, I've told this story. I did make a mistake when my kids were younger. I had all the nieces and nephews and my kids, and they were all young. We used to rent a house 10 years in a row in Narragansett, Rhode Island. And we would, one night would be lobster night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I made the mistake one year that I named one of the lobsters.
Oh, no.
Now, to be fair, he had one big claw, and I called him Popeye.
Okay.
And I, all of a sudden, I could hear the kids sniffling, like, don't kill Popeye. Don't. The good news was I got to eat Popeye yeah. because nobody wanted to go near it. But let me tell you, it was beautiful. This claw was huge. Like, I guess it got one knocked off in a fight.
Could be.
And
yeah.
The other one grew unusually large. It was a claw of unusual size. But, yeah, we do it. I do every year. I found a place. I think he's the Lobster Man or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Somewhere I buy it online.
Oh, okay.
They ship it from Maine
live.
Yeah, they show up at your house. Wow. It's fantastic. And it was a good deal. Like it was. I don't remember what I paid. I got to go back and look. But we tried to do it once a year, and. Now, you got to cook them, but I've got some huge lobster pots.
I do too.
I love it.
I will tell you, I mean, I love cooking live lobster. I'm a little nutty when it comes to picking out the lobster because I'll be like, can I see that one?
How
about
that
one?
God.
Can I see that one?
What are you looking for? Are you smelling it? You're tapping it? What are you? Like you're buying a cantaloupe and you got to see the firmness?
Well, I mean, you want to find out, first of all, is it male or female? And you can tell by the way the tail spreads. But then the lighter the shell.
Well, wait, which is better, male or female? What's the better meat?
The female usually is the better.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweeter. Nicer.
Sweeter.
Friendlier.
Yeah. But then what you want to really look for is the color of the shell. The lighter the shell,
yeah.
the more orange, means it has shed its shell recently.
Okay.
And lobsters that have shed their shell recently are tastier and more tender than the darker shelled lobsters, which have not yet shed for that season.
Really? And they shed every year?
It depends. It depends on how fast yeah. they grow, what they eat. But, I mean, they can shed once a year. I mean, and the funny thing about a lobster is lobsters would be eternal. They would never die if they had the energy to continuously shed their shell.
That's interesting.
What kills a lobster is the inability. They get so old that they don't have the energy to go through the shedding process.
No kid. That's so interesting. How old can they live to?
50, 60 years.
Can you imagine? That's yeah. wild. Well, and if you go back in history, lobsters were the throwaway food.
Oh, they fed them to prisoners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was the thing.
Yep.
Like if you were being served lobster, you were not in a good place.
No, you were not. No. Yeah. And it's, I do humanely dispatch the lobster before I boil them. And it's.
What does that mean? Will you hammer them on the head?
No, I use my chef's knife and you go right behind where the eye and the stalks are. With the tip of your knife, you just push it down very quickly and then come forward on the head.
No
and it
kidding.
Kills them instantly.
How about
yeah.
that?
And it's and you know, everybody says, well, if you put a lobster in a pot of boiling water, you can hear them scream. They're not screaming.
No,
you're
that's
hearing
the
steam escape from
right.
the shell.
Right. I mean, I don't even buy this report. But
no.
even if it is true, well, okay, the cow feels pain when they kill it halal style. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah, no
I, what are we even talking about here?
Yeah.
Like, stop eating food. This is all a part of this push for veganism, which I think is grotesquely unhealthy. And you need meat protein, whether you're getting that from a fish or a shellfish or
yeah.
beef. Your body needs that. So I'll say this. I... I will not only continue to eat lobster, but I am hoping that I am now planting this seed in your head, and all of you will consider going out and having lobster today. Don't let the freakish left get you off of lobster. Lobster is delicious. It wants butter. The only reason, it's interesting you say it, Eric, and I, the only reason I'm not going to do that is I like when they move in the pot, because then I know I haven't put a lobster that just died that I could be eating something that I shouldn't be eating.
Well, I immediately put it in the pot. Because
sometimes they don't move, right? No, I'm sure you're doing it right. I am too paranoid, that especially if they're shipped. And if the guy's not moving, I want to know he's alive. Like, so I need that lobster to rap on the can a little bit and be like, hey, it's hot in here. 716. In fact, maybe the lobster joke will be next. 716, fast traffic, instant weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
722 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, yeah, I was thinking about this lobster thing, and there's a value in not being cruel to animals. However, the idea that we've taken our let's not be cruel to animals, and you've got people that are forcing kids to eat vegetables and not meat, is a huge problem. You know, I've been doing a lot of reading on this recently, and you think about heart disease before the introduction of Crisco. And by the way, Crisco was made with cottonseed oil, which at the time of its invention, cottonseed oil was looked at as an industrial waste, and it was used in soap and wax candles. So just for perspective. And now, about 20% of the caloric intake that you take in as an American is seed oils. And the problem is that if you look at all, go look in the aisle of all these vegetarian option foods, all oils, and they contribute to inflammation and heart disease. You've been lied to for decades to prop up big food companies. And the big food companies want to feed you crap. Because A, it's cheaper to make. B, it's a nice pipeline for big medicine, big hospitals, and big pharma. And C, they don't have to force you, because you bought into heart healthy. Oh, it's heart healthy. I can't tell you how many times people would say, when I order a steak and butter, and they're like, oh my God, you're a heart attack waiting to happen. I'm like, no, actually, it's the opposite. I'm less likely to have any heart disease or a problem based on my diet. And now they're attacking the lobsters. And they're doing it because the way they force Americans to change their habits is they make you feel bad. So you're telling me that we kill, what is the rate of abortion in America? What is it? You know, hundreds of thousands of babies are destroyed every year. No leftist wants to even have a conversation about the pain that a baby in the womb must feel at a third trimester abortion. We've seen the videos. We've seen the depictions. We've seen the discarded human waste. The fact that Planned Parenthood trafficked organs and profited off of dead children. I mean, it's disgusting. It's unethical, immoral. It's everything. But now, these same people want to tell you don't eat the lobster because the lobster feels pain. How upside down are our priorities if you can invoke and evoke an emotion on a crustacean, but not a human baby? Think about that for a minute. What kind of a sick society do we live in? And I'm going to go so far as to say this. I don't blame the radical left for trying to get away with it. It serves their agenda. It's your fault if you fall for it. So the lobster banging around in the pot, let me tell you something. Here's my advice. Take it, not take it. I think it's interesting that Eric kills the stupid thing before he puts it in the pot, but I'm not going to do that. I want the lobster banging on that pot because I want to know that that thing was alive when I put him in. Because if he had died in transit, you could have a problem with the meat you're eating. So I'm on the human side of this, and I don't believe it's cruel. It is absolutely critical and necessary for your survival to eat animals, period. Whether they are, we're talking about lobsters, flounder, beef or pork, you need that in your body. And this idea of surviving on grains and greens is wrongheaded. And my proof of concept is look around. Look around at how fat everyone has gotten. Look around at how heart disease is a number one killer. Look around at all the people that have spiking cholesterol. And what's the answer? Oh, they call Robert F. Kennedy a crackpot. Why? Because the hospitals want you to be on statins. That's why. They don't want you to eat the animal fat, the lard, the butter, the tallow that your body craves and uses. You know, you can't eat the protein and absorb it without a certain amount of fat. No, because they want to put you on a pill. They want to give you a drug to lose weight instead of a regimen of eating better. That's why they call Robert Kennedy a crackpot. Think of all the people they call crackpots when they start talking about the link of vaccines and autism. And now you're finding out report after report after report showing that there is absolutely a link between vaccines and the poison they put in some of these things and autism. The McCullough Foundation just came out with an extensive report on this. So, you know, and if you follow me on social media, you can read all these things. Go to the white papers. You don't have to take my word for it. All right, my question to you is, are you buying this, and are you going to react to lobsters feeling pain, or are you going to go enjoy a nice boiled lobster dinner tonight? 1-800-283-101. It's cheaper than steak, by the way. 728, Eric Scott with the news next. 7:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, we're talking about lobsters. I love them. And I'm going to say this, that I think it's a great thing when I hear that lobster banging on the pot from inside, yelling at me, it's hot in here, it's hot. That's a good thing. And the reason is because I know that guy was alive when I put him in the tank, which means no one's getting sick off of that meal. Don't overcook it either. Steve in Sayreville, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know what? I'm pretty good. I'm thinking about my lobster meal coming up.
I'll give you a couple of suggestions.
Tell me.
When you go in, do not buy lobsters out of the tank.
All right, why not?
Sit in there because the claws and everything start to fill up with water.
Okay.
Because they're in there swimming. And what happens is now you're paying for water weight because a lot of times you'll get a claw and you open it up and there's no meat in it. So what you do is you add.
Okay. What do you do?
What happens is when they get shipped in, they're in a styrofoam container and they got all these slits in them and they're put in there before they're put in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them if they have any in the back and take them. And every single one I've ever gotten has been in perfect condition.
Really? Well, you know, interesting, Steve. This is why I'm so glad. You know, you have now just solved a mystery. Why I have had better lobsters shipped overnight from Maine than what I have bought locally.
And yeah, because of the way they ship them.
You know what? I would have never thought of that. But they have a certain water weight. They must drain then, right, when they're in the – so you're not paying for that weight.
You're not paying for water.
That's so interesting. That's for sure. The best lobsters we used to get was the lobstermen who were off the on the docks in Narragansett because they have a whole huge commercial shipping industry there. And you would go and buy them cash off the docks as they were coming off the boat. I mean, that was just it was from ocean to my steamer. Like that was fantastic. All right, I love. Where do you go to get them? You have a place?
You know what? I will go to ShopRite when they're on sale because they're like $19 a pound now.
Yeah, it's expensive.
It really is. When they get down to around $10 or $12 and they're selling them, then I'll go into any ShopRite and ask for them in the back. If I don't get them from the back, I don't get them.
No kidding.
Simple as that.
Do you ever have them cook them for you there?
Never.
No.
I have the simplest way of cooking a lobster.
How do you do it?
Get your lobster pot. Put your little thing in the bottom to keep the lobster off the water. You put 3/4 of an inch of water in the bottom of the pot. Mm-hmm. Put some garlic powder, whatever you like to season with, some beer, whatever. 20 minutes. Doesn't matter if the water's boiling or not. 20 minutes, take them off. They're perfect.
So let me ask you this. You put the live lobster in, so he's sitting on top of the, what do you have, like a the steamer that separates the whatever? Okay, so I've got that. I use that to hard-boil eggs. It's way better. The steamed eggs are way better, and they peel easier, but that's another thing. So I need a bigger one of those for the big lobster pot. So you put the lobster in while the water is still cold?
Doesn't matter, because it's only 3/4 of an inch of water. Doesn't matter.
But what do you do? What do you typically do?
When it's hot.
All right. So what do you typically do? You put the lobster in, you turn the stove on, and you let it go for 20 minutes. How many lobsters in the pot at one time?
I can do up to 4 in my pot lobster. I could probably do more.
All right.
You know the black ones they sell at the stores?
Yeah.
Black lobster pot, as long as it's got the insert in it, you don't have to hold it real high. You just keep it off the bottom. So what happens is a lot of people will boil lobsters and they'll get filled with water. The same thing you're trying to reduce when you're buying them.
Got it. All right. I like it. Steve, thank you. Great tips. I will
you're welcome.
Keep it in mind. Appreciate you, man. Yeah.
Here's one other little stupid thing.
Shoot.
I heard when I was younger that if you snap a celery stick in half, it screams. So if everybody's going to worry about lobsters, then you can stop eating celery sticks.
Plants feel pain. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. Have a good one, man. 744, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
.752 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking about lobster. Yeah, I know it's expensive, but it's delicious. And I am talking about it because I'm so just sick and tired of the radical left idiots applying their standard of pain and concern to shellfish. Like, it's just dumb. They want you to believe that the lobster feels pain. Maybe it does. I don't know. Doesn't make it any less delicious. And the reason I say that, partly tongue-in-cheek, is because they're only doing that to make you guilty as a person so you continue to fatten yourself up and risk heart disease by eating all the processed food that's shoved down your throat into your grocery store aisle. I mean, there's probably 75% of the crap that's sold at your local supermarket that I would never put on my dinner table. But eating a lobster, beef, lamb, pig, all good, and you need it. You need the protein and you need the fat. So one of the perfect meals is a lobster tail, claw, or if you're adventurous, like my wife and my mother-in-law will dig into that body and pull out meat. I don't like to work that hard. But you add it with the drawn butter, and you are having a very healthy, nutrient-dense meal for your body. It's what you need. Let's go to Mike in Whiting. Morning, Mike.
How you doing, Bill?
Good, man. What do you got?
Thanks for being on. You're the best.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So, okay, what do you think?
Instead of getting shit lobsters, there's a place called the Jersey Shore Lobster Brothers. They come in on a dock. They're on Facebook. They tell you when they're coming in. They have scallops, shrimp, and lobster.
Hold on, I'm putting it in. It's Jersey Shore.
They also have a restaurant in Neptune.
Wait, Jersey Shore Lobster Brothers?
Yes.
All right, I'm looking them up now. Out of Neptune. All right. They're also on Instagram. I'm going to follow them on Instagram. Look at that. And $14 a pound. That's $5 less.
Yeah.
Look at that. They're selling lobster tails for $10 a tail, 4 ounces, $14 a pound. Their scallops, $25, and the shrimp, $10. That is really good. And now they won't ship it, right? You got to go buy it off the boat.
Yeah, buy it at the boat, you go to their restaurant in Neptune.
What's it called? Is it Jersey Shore Lobster Same Brothers? Thing. Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. All right, it's on my list. Thank you, Mike. You made my morning. Have a good one, man. All right, everybody else hang in there. We're talking lobsters or lobsters, depending on what part of the country you're from. I love it, but on a very serious note, it is highly offensive to me that you've got a radical group of people calling for an end to boiling lobsters because a lobster feels pain, yet we have rampant abortion. We are the highest per capita abortion in New Jersey in the country. You've got a clinic opening that is going to offer abortions up to the point of birth. Where are these people worried about what the human baby feels in a late-term abortion or even an early abortion? I mean, come on. Hypocrisy. It's disgusting to me. How about we start talking about the Muslims and the halal killing? What do you think? You think the cow's not feeling that? You think he's not feeling that? Come on. So I this whole idea of applying this to lobsters is ridiculous. So I say, eat more lobsters, and I'll tell it one more time. I want the lobster banging on the pot, telling me how hot it is, because then I know he was alive when I put him in there. Malik, you'll be next on the other side of the news with Eric Scott.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
810 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls. So, Eric, Malik, hang in there. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. This is it. You've got your Hawaiian shirt on. You got your summer haircut. You are out of here tomorrow morning.
I am. And, you know, despite the trepidation of having to fly out of Newark.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've got a good game plan.
What time's your car service coming tomorrow?
I think I come at 6.
So what's your flight, 9?
Yeah, it's around 9:15.
You should be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I thought about having them come as early as 5, but the TSA thing has been resolved, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
And I love the fact that I can actually check in for my flight here in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's fantastic. What, you're flying American? United.
Yeah, United.
That's smarter. So you'll go to sea and...
Yep.
Now, my guess is... Well, I don't know. You fly to C, you might return at A.
Right.
And you will be so happy that you have someone picking you up.
I know.
As opposed to fighting with the just sheer incompetence and lack of infrastructure at Newark Airport.
I know that we have a lot of the United flight crews that listen in the morning. And if you are going to be on the 9:15 flight to PUJ tomorrow morning, say hello. Sandra and I will be on the plane.
That's awesome. That's going to be a great trip. And your first meal?
Is going to be at the Lobster House, Lobster Thermidor. We've already made the reservations. So it is a very appropriate conversation that we're having this morning about lobster. I don't care how they do it. It just comes out delicious. It's my favorite meal, and I look forward to it every year at this place. And they do such a great job with the food. Yeah.
What is it? It's the Thermidor is like a creamy sauce.
It's like a
creamy
mushroom sauce. It's
almost
very
like an
rich.
Alfredo with mushrooms?
It's probably even richer than an Alfredo sauce. There's a lot of butter in it.
And what do they put it over pasta? How do you serve it?
No, you serve it in the lobster shell. So the traditional way to make it is you parboil the lobster.
Yeah.
You don't fully cook it. You parboil the lobster so that it comes out of the shell. You remove all, you save the shell. You remove all of the lobster meat. You create this creamy mushroom sauce. It's creamy and savory at the same time. Then you chop up the lobster meat. You combine it, put it back in the tail, and I sometimes even use half of the body as well.
Yeah.
Put some fresh breadcrumbs that have a little bit of olive oil on them and a little bit of fresh grated Parmesan cheese back in the oven. It'll cook, finish cooking in there, and then you'll get this crusty top on it. And then you just, when you break into that crust with your fork, all of the good sauce comes out and the lobster meat is in there. And it's just, oh.
And you make it.
It's one of my favorite things to make. It's time intensive.
I was going to say, that's complicated.
It takes a long time to make it. But if you do it right and, you know, you have this thing, it's just fantastic.
You can see the excitement right now that you are so ready for.
But how many, you and I are both the same way. I mean, we tie our vacations to food.
Oh,
right? I mean,
absolutely.
I've been over every restaurant, every menu. I know what I'm ordering. I know for breakfast tomorrow morning I'm going to have quail eggs and caviar.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, and Sandra couldn't care less. She's like, I don't want to see the tour of the room. I don't want to see the map of the resort. I don't want to know the restaurants. I'll figure it out when I get there. But by the time we walk onto the property, I will know exactly where everything is, how long it takes to get there, what's open, what's closed,
it's better to be a planner. I think it makes the vacation way better. I usually plan and I budget and I know what I have each day. And if I'm under budget, that's when you do extra things.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to come up. You know, you get stuck somewhere, you got to rent another car. So things go wrong. So I like to be prepared.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's the things that you can't control, right? Like, I can't control the airline. I can't control, potential delays. I can't control any of that. I'm a little nervous because when we come back, it's the latest we've ever flown back. So our flight actually doesn't get into Newark, isn't scheduled to get into Newark until around 11.
Oh, really?
So
you're not going to be in that Monday, then? Or are you? Is it Saturday night or Sunday
night? Sunday night, yeah. So, no, I'm off that Monday. And because I'm worried. Early flights usually aren't delayed. It's the
late
later flights.
Late flights are always delayed.
Yeah.
You might not get in until 3 in the morning.
I booked a place because we got to check out. Well, we got to be out of our villa by, I think, noon. You can stay on the property and you can continue to do whatever you want to do on the property. They'll come and get
check
you.
Out of your room, though.
Right. You just got to be out of your room. And they Punta Cana has a beautiful departure lounge. So I've booked some time there just in case.
Yeah.
You know, just to make sure that, but I've done all of the advanced planning I can do. Everything else is out of my control at this point.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. I love it.
I'm looking forward to it. For the night show, I'm going to zoom in one night from the beach.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and I told Thomas, I said, if you get me early enough in the day, I can record your hate-o-meter for you.
All right. We are still compiling the hate, as you know.
Excellent.
It was, again, I'll say it, our cup runneth over last week. Thank you, Pope Leo and President Trump. You guys, they are really the honorees of this week's hate-o-meter. All right, Malik, I'm going to get to you right after. I want to talk about the lobster guys on the docks in Neptune. It's 8:15. Fast traffic against the weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about. New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time. It's 8:21. Let's continue this conversation. I was on a rant earlier. Beyond a doubt, when you look at the scientific studies out there, that there is a consensus, liberals love this word, that an unborn child feels pain at 20 weeks and after. And many scientists now agree that that number actually is much earlier in the pregnancy. But it has caused a series of laws around the country restricting or at least acknowledging that the unborn baby feels pain. Now, why do I say that? Well, because the same people that are now screaming about the fact that the lobster feels pain, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but it's a living creature, so there's a likelihood that it feels something. But, when you think about, I was thinking about this too, like not just the comparison to abortion where you got these same radicals that want to protect the lobsters and they don't want you to boil lobsters anymore, these are the people that favor abortion up to birth. They don't care that the baby feels pain. They're worried about the stupid crustacean on the bottom of the ocean. So that's obnoxious, number one. Number two, I was telling the story about Popeye the lobster that I named because he lost one of his claws. Well, think about this. This is a lobster under the ocean, gets into a fight with presumably another lobster, maybe an octopus. I don't know who eats lobsters other than us, and loses an entire arm. But lived long enough for the other claw to grow huge. Now, did he just master the pain of losing a limb without anesthesia, without a doctor, without a wrap? So you're not talking about anything even remotely comparable to a human being. I can assure you, other than being in a Monty Python movie, if I cut off your arm, it is going to be more than just a flesh wound. Let's go to Malik in Asbury Park. What's up, Malik?
Hey, what's up, Bill? Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, I wholeheartedly endorse your message of eating lobster.
Thank you.
And secondly, the caller previously that talked about the Jersey guys.
Yeah.
And Neptune, yeah, they got the best lobsters, shrimp, and scallops. You can get them right off the boat as soon as they come in.
So I love that. And so let me just clarify so the audience knows what we're talking about. My method is I make sure I want them wrangling around. I do not try to shock them or stab them in the head.
No way.
I want that dude wrapping on the can, the outside of the pan or the inside of the pan, saying, hey, it's hot.
Absolutely.
Right? Because then I know
that's
he's
the
alive.
Freshest.
Right. Thank you.
That's the freshest. I have five lobsters on deck right now for when I get home for lobster rolls and to put on the grill. So I don't know what these people are talking about. Don't eat lobster.
How many lobsters you got on the deck right now?
I got five lobsters on deck for when I get home, and I will be making lobster rolls as well as grilled lobster with butter.
All right, now, garlic. Malik, it sounds delicious, but they're on the deck or they're in a cooler? Where are they? Roaming around? They're walking around getting a little exercise?
No, they're in my cooler, meaning that they're on deck. They're going to be ready to be cooked
when
I get home.
I love it. Where'd you get them? You got them from the lobster guys or the lobster brothers?
No, actually, I got these from my other guy in Newark. There's another seafood place in Newark, and also you have a spot Linden called Lindy's.
Lindy's?
Yes, and I also go to them for my crabs, my blue crabs.
Lindy's in Linden.
Yes, sir.
Lindy's. Oh, there, look at Lindy's. Lindy's been around a long time. I love it. Lindy's.
Yes,
where's the place in Newark?
It's right off of MacArthur Highway.
Yeah.
Back in that area. I don't know the street, but it's right over there. It's the seafood emporium, but it's a huge place, and they got all kind of seafood. They got great prices, too.
Yeah, I love it. All right, man, I love it. Enjoy the lobster tonight. How do you serve it? You serve it with anything fancy or just butter?
Nah, just butter, garlic butter.
Garlic butter. I love it. Have a great meal tonight, Malik. Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a great one. All right, guys, it's 8:26. That means in 4 minutes, Eric Scott's back with the news. And on the other side, it is Blue Friday. We will honor some hero law enforcement members coming up after the news.
New Jersey 101.5 presents Blue Friday with Bill Spadia.
So car wrecks happen every day, right? All the time. And you almost take it for granted to hear it in the news. But thankfully, there are many well-trained police officers around New Jersey to be there to help no matter what the circumstances. So a couple weeks ago, a car rammed into a telephone pole on Green Tree Road in Washington Township. That's in South Jersey, Gloucester County. Somebody thankfully called 911 right away after they heard the crash and reported that the driver was not moving at all. Within 60 seconds of the call going out, six local police officers arrived on the scene. Washington Township Police Officers Matt Tucker and Dante Moore, along with Officers Swan, McNair, Chicatiello, and Matos. Interesting to note, this was Officer Dante Moore's first day of being on solo patrol. Now, when the officers got up to the vehicle, they found the driver was unresponsive and locked inside. They immediately broke the windows to gain access and were able to pull the victim out of the wreck. They quickly realized that the driver was not breathing and had no pulse. She had suffered a serious medical emergency and gone into cardiac arrest. Without hesitation, the officers went right in on CPR, deployed an AED. They shocked her again and again. Listen to this. It took them 7 minutes. 7 minutes. Now, Washington Township Fire Department and EMS personnel arrived, and they were able to transport the patient to the hospital. But they did regain her pulse. And it was because of the immediate actions of these police officers that this driver's alive today, is expected to make a full recovery, and will be back with her family. just on Wednesday, the driver and her family came to the Washington Township Police Headquarters to thank all the responding officers that day. There were hugs, handshakes, and you can imagine the excitement and how good it must have felt for the officers to just see firsthand the result of them implementing their training, acting accordingly, and just getting in there and solving a problem. The Washington Township PD, for their part, they praised the officers on Facebook, quote, "Outstanding work by all involved. This is what community caretaking policing is all about. Thank you, Officers Tucker, Moore, Swan, McNair, Chicatiello, and Matos, all for acting quickly, trusting your training, and working together at a critical moment. You saved a life. I am proud to have you as our Blue Friday honorees." And specifically to Officer Dante Moore, man, what a first day. Guys, thank you to everything that you did and everything that you continue to do to make New Jersey safe and great. We appreciate all our members of law enforcement. As you head into this weekend, I want you to just think about, you know, most of you will be taking 2 days off, that our cops are out there working tirelessly and they are making split second decisions. They're putting their own safety at risk and they do it without a thought. They do it because that's what they're trained to do. That's what they're called to do. I've always said this. Being a police officer is not a job. It's not a career. It is a calling, and it takes a special person to do it. And as long as I have a microphone, you will all have a voice. Okay. So we were talking about lobsters, and, you know, and I make this a serious point, and I just put an article in that will hopefully get posted shortly. That it's interesting to me that there's this report. I think there were Norwegian doctors that came, or scientists that came up with this garbage, that the lobster feels pain. Now, why do I bring it up? Well, because I'm frustrated that you will have now a debate over whether or not you should boil the lobster or steam the lobster or stab the lobster in the head. All this stuff. We're spending this time on lobsters. Meanwhile, up the road, at Planned Parenthood taxpayer-funded abortion clinics, they're killing babies up to birth. And that is a political issue. That is, oh, well, you know, if you're... I love how the pro-choice crowd hides behind they want choice in this. They want choice. How come nobody wants to discuss the pain of the unborn baby? They know now beyond any doubt the baby feels pain at least from 20 weeks on. And many docs say it's as early as 12 weeks. So why are we not having that discussion? Can't bring that up. If you bring that up, somehow you're a misogynist who wants to take away women's healthcare rights. It's ridiculous. But we'll have this conversation about lobsters. Now, for my part, I love lobsters. And I think we ought to eat more lobsters. You know, the best thing about the lobsters, it is a great protein. Fish protein is fantastic for you. The addition of butter helps your body take in the protein because of the fat. So it's a natural thing for your body to crave lobster and drawn butter. What I want to know is how many great places around the Garden State can you get lobsters? And I'm so glad that somebody called earlier talking about the Jersey Shore Lobster Brothers. So we've got Joe on the line. But Joe, I'm going to ask you to hang tight for 1 minute because I got to break quickly for traffic and weather. And I want to talk to you because you're calling from the boat. It's 844, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
Oh. 852 on New Jersey 101.5. All right. Joe is on a boat. He is one of the brothers at Jersey Shore Lobster Brothers. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Bill. How you doing, brother? I'm right off the Jersey coast right now.
I love it. Now, is this a good season for, like, is this the right month to be out there getting them? When's your peak?
No. This is just like search and explore. You're trying to bring pots in and get them power washed ready. I mean, you're catching now, but it's not like our big peak seasons, like June, July, August, September, like the whole summer. That's why we're bringing in hot to you. When you come right down to the boat, you come get the goodies.
I love it, man. How is that? I guess that's how you keep the prices down, because your prices are great.
Yeah, well, we're always going to be like $4 cheaper a pound than everybody. But yeah. Maine still runs the show, though. Like Maine, Canada, they run the show. They project the price. But when it comes off the boat, you know, I'm trying to give you my boat price and take care of everybody. You walk right up to the dock like a pop-up. You come down. We greet everybody. We're having fun. You know, we're trying to give everyone the freshest tasting lobsters around because they come right out of the water. They hold their salt value inside. They're not like sitting in tanks and eating each other's, you know, byproducts in the tank.
Eating each other's waste. Yeah, exactly. People don't realize they're all together in the tank. What do you think they're doing in there?
Oh, man, that's
That is disgusting. Oh, my God. You almost ruined lobsters for me. So about...
I know, you can't, though. You can't. Listen, they still, though, they clean out once, you know. They purge themselves.
Do you guys, do you have the ice there, or do I come with a cooler and ice?
Oh, so listen, like, so we are on Facebook, Jersey Shore Lobster Brothers on Facebook, and Jersey Shore Lobster Brothers NJ on Instagram. And what we do is when I get the prices, I'll post. Well, we get fresh scallops that come off of, you know, partner boats. We got shrimp that come up from down south. Like, we try to give a nice little thing, lobster tails. You come up, I have bags, like, because, you know, we can use bags, like actual plastic
bags, right?
We can actually use them, dumbest law ever, right?
So stupid.
I know. I love your show. I'm just like,
thank you.
Dumbest, they do the dumbest thing.
So I just followed you on Instagram. So, you know, if you want, tag me in something that I can then share, and I'll post it out to the audience.
Come down one day. Come down, have a little cocktail. We have, like, music playing. It's just a nice feel, and you come down. I can give you some ice, but you just come down with a little cooler in the car if you have a ride.
I love
it. You know, and everyone, I have people come from all over, and it's usually every Saturday, you know, and we post all the time. But, you know, we try to help everyone out. Like,
what time? It's terrible. It's everything, right?
Fuel prices, I'm telling you right now, this is ridiculous. It'll hurt a lot of us. Like, I'm just not looking forward to the summer.
And you know what's sad?
For the diesel.
And they're not doing anything about it. Why isn't the new governor suspending the gas tax while we go through this pain? Help us out. That's it. Help a brother out.
We don't pay taxes. For our boats, we don't pay the road tax, thank God, but it's still ridiculous right now.
Well, you know? I mean, the tax baked into the diesel sale. The tax is baked in on the, that's what I mean. They should suspend the gas tax right now for all you guys going into the summer. I mean, they're not allowing you to profit the way you should. That helps you expand, helps you provide a quality service and a product to everybody. It's maddening what they're doing. All right, let me ask you this. Timing-wise, what's the best time to get you on the dock when we know the boats are in on a Saturday?
So I'll post it. So usually every Saturday, we're already set up. And you can start coming down from like 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Earlier the better, because we do run out a lot of times.
That's what I was going to say. So I'm in New York sometimes until 11. If I get there by noon, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, but you can leave me a message like on my Messenger whatever, and I'll just save. I do it for a lot of people. They'll tell me their time, and I put stuff aside for them because a lot of people travel to come and hang out and grab some good fresh seafood.
I love it. All right, I will send you a note on Instagram, and then just, tag me in whatever the next post is about the price.
Yeah, I follow you. I've been following you for years. I love it. I love your subject, too.
Thank you, Joe. Hey, man, I appreciate it. Let's
I'm out here. We're working hard for you. Let's go.
Go get him. Let's go. I love it. Have a good one, Joe. Thank you. Best to everybody. That was Joe, one of the Jersey Lobster Brothers. I will absolutely make it down. I should have asked him if they're open on Sunday. That was a dumb question. That's kind of my whole weekend is on Sunday. Well, I'll figure it out from his web. Follow him. Jersey Shore Lobster Brothers on Instagram. All right, 8:57. Jenner Sillo with your news next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
9:10 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, Michael Bowl is with us, our Marine Corps combat vet. Michael, always good to have you on the show. Thank you for sticking it out with us and joining every Friday. From the New Jersey Veterans Network. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on once again. It's just an awesome experience.
So tell me what we got going on with our vets this weekend and coming up next week.
So we got Rock the Foundation at the Westfield Armory. They've been raising money for a project. They've been building veterans housing on the VFWs and American Legion. It's like a new trend. And it's been going pretty well. So the VFWs and American Legion get to stay open, and they house our veterans. So that's been a real
so how are they
that we are getting involved.
Wait, they actually house them at the VFW? Like they set up temporary housing for them?
Yes. No. Yeah.
Tell me.
Some of them are temporary. Some of them will be full time. Some of them will actually build housing on the property adjacent to the VFW.
So Michael, how did that go with zoning? How did that go with zoning? Like, are they exempt from some of the rules? Like, how are you? And I'm asking because that sounds like something government would want to get their hooks into and screw up for the guys. Have they had any hurdles?
I'm sure a lot of these towns have hurdles, but it's such a great trend that I think it'd be a no-brainer for a town and politicians to jump on board that project. It's been having great results. There's a few other towns that are working on it, and we are actually looking into working on a similar project in Parsippany.
I
served with the mayor there, and it looks like we're going to be able to have our input, which is great because he knows that we're going to do what's best for our veterans.
That's fantastic. So which town are you in this weekend?
So this that's in Westfield Armory.
Westfield Armory.
And that's on April 18th.
Oh,
from
April
18th. 10 o'clock. Yes, sir.
All right.
And then in South River, they have something similar. Well, not similar, but some other event called Loyalty Day. And they have a POW, Captain David Drummond, speaking, a B-52 pilot and a veteran advocate. So that's pretty cool.
I'm sure Peter Gindy, the mayor in South River, is going to be there.
Yeah, that I have to say, I've worked a lot with South River VFW.
Yeah.
They are a nonstop post. They really put out the best events for our veterans.
Well, concerts, and they've got a friendly mayor there for sure. He's a good dude, and he values our vets, and he understands it. Are you getting these events put on the website, njvn.org?
Yeah, we put everything on the website. Anybody ever has questions, like you said before, they could always reach out to me. And we have to get them in the right position and get them going wherever they need to go to.
Okay, the Veterans Hotline, and I say this, and Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, but anything going on in your life as a veteran, you've got tax troubles, legal troubles, housing troubles, addiction issues, just need a fellow vet to talk to and share a story with, call 973-332-1556. That is the Veteran Crisis Hotline. If something's going wrong in your life and you served our country, there is help, there is a team, there is a support network, and it's led by our friend Michael Bohl, and it's at New Jersey Veterans Network. Call 973-332-1556, and the website is njvn.org. What else you got, Michael?
No, that's just it. You know, I wanted to let people know that we are a one-stop shop. We are able to work with so many other organizations that have a common mission. So if anyone does need help, do not be shy. You'd be shocked at what we're able to do because of the network that we built. So thank you, everybody, and I know that we will continue doing this great work.
I love it. Michael, thank you. Appreciate you. We'll talk soon. I know we're working on a date to go see the vets that are in the VA hospitals and go and visit and bring them some cheer and conversation. We're actually talking about, you must have started the idea, because Rosebeth called me yesterday. She's like, he wants to do a barbecue. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. Let's do that, right?
I'm excited.
What do you think? We'll do burgers. Maybe we'll do ribs. It'll be great. I think it'll be fantastic. And hopefully there's no rules if we do it outside with
they're pretty good with that.
Good.
I made some mention about it. They're excited about it. We have recreational therapy games, and it'll be a great day. I'm looking forward to getting a couple days locked in, and we'll get it going.
I love it. We're gonna do it. I'm gonna bring the spatula. I'm ready to cook. All right, Michael.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Semper Fi,
my brother.
Talk soon.
Okay.
9:15, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
I wonder if this song is going through the lobster's head as I'm nearing him to the pot boiling water. One can only wonder. Let's go to Peter Brown in Central Jersey, former Linden member of council, Democrat turned Republican. woke up and saw the reality. Hey, what's going on, Peter? It's been a while. How you been?
Hey, good, good, good. Bill, I just wanted to call and just give a shout out to the police department. I know we used to do this every Friday, but I just want to give a shout out to the New Jersey State Police. There was a deputy chief officer who called me back when I was bringing attention to the homeless situation in Newark. It seems like our police are compassionate about the issue, about issues like this. And I just want to remind people, you know, as we get into the summer and all the rhetoric that's out there, is that we need to be working with our police. Show some appreciation when you see them every once in a while. Just give them a simple thank you to them.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to them.
Yeah, I agree, Peter. I mean, when you were in office and on council, I mean, you spent a lot of time helping those that were protecting and serving. You shined a light on it. So it was always great to have you on with Blue Friday. What's the latest project, Peter? What you got going on?
So right now, you know, we got elections going on all over the country. So I'm working with our friend Timu here, where we're going to start working on some congressional campaigns. We are interjecting some AI there, because at this particular point, a lot of people are frustrated with some of the career politicians in there. They're not working for us, they're working for themselves. And so we're hoping to bring some of that to light. And also working on some infrastructure projects, hoping to bring some jobs back to New Jersey and New York and getting people employed.
Yeah, I love it. I love to hear it. And best to the family, Peter. Always good to hear from you. Keep us posted on the races that you guys are going to be targeting, because if we can be helpful from our organizations, I want to be as helpful as possible. Thanks, Peter. Always good to hear from you. Have a good one. All right, that's Peter Brown. He was a great member of City Council in Linden. He left. He was a Democrat, he turned Republican, and then he just got out of politics altogether. And, you know, part of it was just a real frustration with the back room. And one of the things that I'm going to do with the rollout of our new groups and our focus this year is, you know, somebody asked me yesterday, we're at the group, he's like, you think there could be common ground with the current leadership in the New Jersey Republican Party? And I said, I'll stop you right there. The answer is no. Nor should there be. See, the current leadership, you talk about DeMeo, Bucco, Golden, all these guys, they're real scumbags, because they only care about themselves. And they're the reason that independents and unaffiliated voters stay independent and unaffiliated, because they want no part of this Republican infrastructure, because they're bad guys. They don't believe in anything. If I were to say, oh, let's just work out something to work with them, they don't really exist. They need outsiders like me more than I need them. And what they would do is try to cut deals for their consultants, for their lawyers. And the way it's rigged is that you get a guy like Tony Bucco, the reason that he stays in office, he's useless as a senator. But it allows him power to then grab jobs as the attorney for, let's say, Roxbury. And now he's in this total hypocritical position. Here he is posing as a Republican supporting President Trump and ending the sanctuary state, like that poser Don Frontasia and Inganamore, these guys who will likely, they're in a position to lose their reelection in 27 because they pose as anti-sanctuary state. Then they're all up in arms and supporting a lawsuit against ICE. Think about that. Republicans will fundraise off of you and ask you to send them $5, $10, $100, and a vote, because they stand with you on ending the sanctuary state and the Democrats are ruining New Jersey. Yeah, they are. But then turn around and be complicit with the Democrats by backing a lawsuit against our own government. Yeah, that's right. Republicans in New Jersey. So the question of, I don't even want to work with people like that. So we're going to spend the next year building a coalition of people who are outside of the political party. We're working with a lot of different groups, whether it's the folks in the community of battling addiction, or supporting the disabled community, or supporting our nurses, our blue-collar workers, our skilled tradesmen. All of these things, that's where I'm going to spend my time and focus, because the way we turn New Jersey around is you get rid of some of these guys. You got that carnival barker, Brian Bergen. You've got the total sellouts and frauds in Fantasia and Inganamore. Then you've got guys like like Joe Panaccio screaming from the rooftop about something, knowing full well that all he's going to be able to do is get a little soundbite and a headline. They don't offer anything. So voters don't reward them with anything. Guys, it's not by accident that the Republican Party has lost 11 assembly seats inside of the last two elections. They're slated to lose more. And then these dirtbags in the back room like DeMeo, who's the assembly leader, and I know most of these names you've never heard of. I'm saying it so you remember them when they come asking you for a vote and they don't get it because they don't deserve it. He went after staffers because he was so pissed off at Jay Weber and Ora Dunn for not being champions of his remaining as the leader. So think about that. Instead of recognizing that it's probably time for this loser DeMeo to move on, he's like, no, I'm going to hold on to power as long as I can. Because remember, these guys, the best job they're ever going to get is what they're doing right now. They're not qualified anywhere else. If they can't rely on government work with their contacts and connections, they got nothing. Because I can tell you this, they're not very likable and they're not very good at what they do. So the private sector would reject them. That's the problem. So we're going to build a better, stronger Republican Party from the ground up. Hope you're with me. 928, Jen Ursula with your news. 938 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So next week, listen to this, Jen and Jill.
Yes. It's going to be fun.
Eric is not here, so Jen is stepping up to do the hate-o-meter. Kathy, what do you think of that?
Do you know I have it circled on my calendar?
Kathy, it's going to be different.
I think it's going to be great.
It'll be interesting hearing it in a different voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, should I?
She'll sound just like playing something. Okay. I did it once before.
It was the beginning of the hate-o-meter.
You did?
Yes.
When did you do the hate-o-meter?
Eric was out sick one Tuesday.
Big Ben.
No, Wednesday.
But we recorded it on Tuesday.
Are you sure?
Yes. Do I not, did it. I was dropping F-bombs.
I need to go to the tape.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
Because I don't remember it, it's new to me.
Okay. So
right? It's like a rerun. If you've never seen the original, right. The rerun is new to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Funny, on that, I have a superpower.
Another one?
I bet you didn't know it.
Oh.
I can watch a movie for the first time several times.
It's like 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore.
I forget things. So
that
I can rewatch a series. It's amazing. And laugh at the same parts. It drives Jodi crazy. She's like, you've seen this before. I'm like, no, I haven't. I don't remember.
Did you ever see that movie? Probably not. 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore. She has the brain injury.
Not a fan
and
of hers.
Every day, but every it's her and Adam Sandler, but every day is new to her because she doesn't remember.
I've seen it.
This is you.
I won't remember it.
Right.
So I could watch it again.
Correct.
And enjoy it all over again.
Or not enjoy
it. Or hate
it.
I don't remember.
Yeah. She's cute in that though.
I just can watch the same thing over and over, and I know the funny parts that are coming up, and I'm still laughing.
Yes.
You know you watched it. Jody's like that. She's got every line in Jaws. I fear
Jaws.
The clicker. Because as I'm going through, one or 2 seconds of Jaws, it's like, wait, it's Jaws. And we have to stop. And then I'm done.
Okay.
That was my family with Forrest Gump.
Really?
Forrest Gump, if you're going through, and Mrs. Doubtfire. It was like,
I saw Mrs. Doubtfire. Then they kind of normalized that, and the world got really weird.
I know it's not
it was funny then. Now it's like, guys wearing dresses pretending
normal?
To be women.
Right.
No, that's cool.
Normal. All right.
Anyway,
I
but,
think that's funny.
But the other one I never saw Forrest Gump.
What?
I'm not Tom Hanks fan.
Well, I gotta tell you, everybody has a movie like where you say, "What? You never saw that?"
Yeah.
So for me, it's Pulp Fiction. I never saw Pulp Fiction. I know.
That actually bothers me.
It bothers me too.
Jody didn't like it. So
maybe
you're in good company. She didn't like it.
I love John Travolta.
Movies like Pulp Fiction and Napoleon Dynamite, there's something quirky, funny, weird, odd, but.
My wife and my son love Napoleon Dynamite.
Love
That's
it.
Funny.
I Take it or leave it.
You should love it because it's so awkward. It is so you.
I have a
maybe
problem.
That's why I'm like, this hits close to home.
I have a problem with there. People who have never seen The Godfather. If you've never seen The Godfather, go away from me.
Who just, somebody just said they I've didn't never, see it. Oh, you Jill? Were saying it, Jill. Jill's right, never seen
Jill,
it.
Jill, step off, man.
But The Godfather.
I've seen all the important scenes.
The Godfather holds, though. Even though this is a 1970s movie, it holds. Star Wars does not hold. You could watch The Godfather today, and it's intriguing, interesting, because it's acting. It's like watching a play. But Star Wars, you know what I mean? Like, if you're
you just pissed off a lot.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, have you watched the original Star Wars again?
Yes.
Not with what they enhanced, the original movie.
Yes.
I think it's so lame that it's funny.
Wow.
It was great when I was a kid, but like, I don't understand now.
So my favorite movie in the whole sequel will always be The Empire Strikes Back. That's my favorite.
With this,
you don't even remember that.
No, who was that? Was that with the weird tall guy, or was that the fifth one or sixth one? Or remember the weird character?
Oh,
Jamboree, or what the hell his name was?
Jabba the Hutt?
Jamboree?
No, who was the weird tall guy? It was like the fourth movie they made.
Oh my God.
With Adam Hunt.
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks. All right, that was a little strange.
Jamboree.
Jar Jar was odd.
Jamboree. I don't know who he is.
What?
But it was like, that was the whole franchise going off the rails, I thought. Jumping the shark. I'm bored.
Now I love Spaceballs.
Love Spaceballs. Now that's a movie.
See, that is.
Loved it.
I totally loved Spaceballs.
Ludicrous speed, big helmet. I loved Spaceballs. Was fantastic. When the princess got a nose job.
Wait, I have to go back to something. You're not a Tom Hanks fan, really?
No.
Really?
I don't think he's that good.
Oh, please.
Oh, great actor. Bill.
I just don't like him.
All right, but you can't say he's not good. Eh, maybe he's not your cup of tea, but.
I'm meh on Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
He is a good actor. I will give you the Drew Barrymore thing. She's the same person in every single movie, so I don't feel like she's acting. Same thing with Jason.
Even in our talk show, she's just
Jason Bateman as well. He's in everything.
You know who
right
I think
now.
Is a great actor no, who I don't
love
like?
Jason Bateman.
Oh, I love Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
He is a great actor.
Love him.
Oh, please, he's playing the same part in every single
but
movie.
But he's compelling and he's good at it.
I mean,
but he doesn't
and he
change
does
character.
But his character is similar, I agree, with his attitude and demeanor, but I like his attitude and demeanor. So I'm more likely to watch something if he's in it.
But that's not acting.
Like
Tom
from Ozark
Hanks.
To Ozarks.
Yeah.
To what was the one with the blue guy?
Oh, he's in
the comedy.
Everything.
What was the comedy series? He's oh my God, now I forget
Black
it.
Black Rabbit. He's in the new one now.
Black Rabbit.
Black Rabbit was fantastic.
Excellent.
But he's always
excellent
fantastic.
Show.
He's always the same person. Tom Hanks, on the other hand, you go from like Castaway. Or to Forrest Gump to, there's so many movies where he changed character.
I am a fan of Robert De Niro, and I have a hard time overcoming his insane politics. Because he's completely insane. I think he's one of the great actors. You don't see it?
I think he plays the same part in every
Robert
single
Robert De Niro?
Movie.
No.
I'm kind of over him.
Well, he's a wackadoodle
exactly.
Now. But they do. They lose their mind, though. Shia LaBeouf lost his mind, right? Like, he was...
Shia.
You're really...
idiot. Where really is
that Sheila LaBeouf.
Sheila, Shira, what's his name?
Now,
he's another one, though, that lost his mind. Like, they get crazy.
If you want a really good, really, really good... I have to go back to Bateman here. You have to watch Carry On. If you have not
what
watched Carry...
What is that?
Ooh.
It's one of the 6,000 things he's in, because he's in everything.
But he's the same. Is he like Kevin Bacon? He's in everything?
He's the bad guy in Carry On.
Really?
And Jason Bateman playing the bad guy is amazing.
Really?
And you're still rooting for him because you just love Jason Bateman.
Well, I think he's one of those where...
Love him.
Jill, you don't like him, so it doesn't matter what he does because he's the same guy. I'm not here to be an actor critic. I don't care. If there are very few actors, though, that I'll be like, oh, that guy's in it. Tom Hardy is one. If he's in it, Jody and I will be inclined to watch it.
Okay.
He's a good actor.
That's fair.
And I'm not
that's
saying fair. I don't enjoy his movies, Jason Bateman, but I don't think there's a stretch in the acting.
Tom Hanks is well-rounded, there's no doubt, as a performer. I just tend not to like him. The only thing I really liked was Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah, like when you could do an accent.
I really love that movie.
Great in that.
When you could pick up an accent, like the blonde chick that was in Ozark. She's a phenomenal actress.
Who, the young girl?
The young blonde.
Ruthie. See that? She was great in that. Mm-hmm. But I tried to watch her in something else. Total turnoff. Not good
and
actress.
I love Laura Linney. Laura Linney in Ozark. Laura Linney was in Ozark. She was
Which one is she? I don't know.
His wife, Jason Bateman's wife.
I'm lucky I remembered Jar Jar Binks.
I can't believe you pulled that one out.
That was impressive, right?
That impressed me. I'll give you that.
9:47. Traffic and weather next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. And goodbye. Got to get out of here in about 30 seconds. Jill, Dan, Jen, Eric, have a great weekend. Kathy, enjoy your weekend. It's coming up. Thomas, Kyle, Bob Williams, enjoy the weekend. It's going to be a great one. And if you get a chance, head down to the Jersey Shore Lobster Brothers. Grab some lobster and make sure when he's in the pot, he's banging away, because then you know he was alive when he went in, and that's how you avoid any kind of bacteria reaction, or you can't cook a dead lobster and then eat it. Something bad. So it may sound harsh, but there is your reality. All right, guys, I'll be back on Newsmax this weekend. Enjoy it, and I will see you again here. Not Monday or Tuesday. I'm off Monday and Tuesday. I'm traveling. But I will be back on Wednesday. Have a great next 4 days.